This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
Indeed, you are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Tass.
We have Richard Keane in the studio. Richard Keane is the outgoing president of Living Positive Victoria. Have I got that right?
You have.
Because sometimes I say Positive Living Victoria. I hate doing that. Good morning to you. Thank you for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me.
What a great organisation, yes. Living Positive Victoria is. Not only are you leaving, but also the CEO is gone, I believe.
Yes, the CEO resigned a few months ago. He's already moved on to other opportunities, both locally and internationally, at a very high level of engagement. And, what an amazing journey it's been. He was brought in as an agent of change for our organisation, particularly leading up to the international conference that came to Melbourne in 2014, and the skills that he had to bring a really broad range of stakeholders together and get us through that event. Mm. And, look, we wish him all the best in the future. And, so I guess at the moment what will happen now is that we go under a recruitment process for a new CEO to fill that role. We're hoping to do that in early 2018. I can't believe I just said that. Time rolls on and on, doesn't it?
It's just around the corner, isn't
it? Yeah, so... that process is being taken and underway between the board and also our interim CEO, Susie Malhotra, who has been with us for a very long time. Her skills and ability to be able to support the organisation through this major transition is second to none.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I think we might have to bring her in, Macca.
Yes.
We haven't seen Susie
for a
long
time. Susie was there
time.
When I was there.
Yes,
that's
I
a
know.
Great idea.
When
I
it was... people living with HIV.
So, Richard, you're still the chair of the board then?
No, I've recently stepped down. Okay. So I stepped down at the AGM. So yes. Our board will meet in a week's time to decide to fill the executive positions as they do every year. Every year we have a spill of those positions and each position is reapplied for. I'm very, very confident and did a lot of work this year knowing that it was my last year on the board. We have a limited tenure on our board of 6 years.
Yes.
That was decided a few years ago.
And I think that's actually a great model.
I think it's great.
It's a great strategy.
Yes. It means that you have...
new voices.
New voices, yeah. Exactly.
And the diversity of our board has just changed completely in the time that I've been on the board. We now have women, we have heterosexual men representing all parts of the communities, the many communities that are affected by HIV.
Because the mission of the organisation is about living with HIV.
And living well. Yeah.
Exactly, exactly. So I was going to ask you, this is a very interesting situation that you have. You have an AGM, so you have a new board, but you haven't actually, you actually don't have an executive.
They meet within 2 weeks after the AGM,
so
that will be happening
now. What happens when there are...
I will still be engaged in any of those processes and decision-making until those decisions are made.
As the outgoing chair. That's
see, some community groups don't let the bed get cold.
No.
We certainly don't. We can't.
Well, if you think about this very organisation, Joy...
it's straight after
they had
the
AGM last Sunday.
They call it the establishment
they
meeting.
They all go into a...
they go into one of the studios.
Yeah. Shut the door where nobody can hear what's going on and then come out and announce who the chair and the other executive positions
are. Yeah, and
the last person left standing is usually the treasurer.
In every organisation, I think. We have like a 14-day period under CAV rules and things like that to induct those new positions. So that's happening at the moment. And unfortunately, I don't have a hand in or a say in any of that, but I'm really, really happy with the strength of our board, and there's at least 4 of the 6 directly full members of our organisation that I think could quite easily step into that role and take on that leadership. And I'll certainly be offering mentoring and support to whoever gets that role if it's asked for, because sometimes somebody new wants to bring in their own ideas.
Of course.
And whilst that support's there, you also like to give them the space to put their own mark on position, as I was allowed to do in my term.
So, Richard, when you reflect back on your term as chair, what is the one or two things you are most proud of?
The merger between Straight Arrows Victoria and Living Positive Victoria. It was something that took about 2 to 3 years in its planning, full engagement with the members of both organisations, but we achieved a unanimous result, a vote from the members of both organisations to come together and to move forward together in a really strong and determined way.
Congratulations.
Yes. Yeah, that's a huge achievement.
Yeah, it certainly was. A lot of work went into it, and a lot of just genuine opportunities and varied opportunities for the members of both organisations to engage in that process. And I think that transparency and that direct member engagement is also the other thing that I would say that I'm most proud of. We have a very diverse range of members of our organisation, and it's been my role as president to engage them and facilitate their engagement in everything that we do.
So it would be remiss of me not to ask you, what is the one thing that actually gave you most trouble? What is the thing that kept you awake at night?
No, challenge.
Challenge, okay. What kept you awake at night?
We never have trouble in community groups.
What kept me awake at night? I guess it was the ongoing responsibilities around a significant change like a merger. It was the rewriting of the rules of incorporation of our organisation, which hadn't been changed until 2 years ago from the time that we began. And I guess this is a chance to remind our viewers that next year we celebrate our 30th year as an incorporated organisation.
Wow. Yeah.
So there'll be plenty of opportunities. And Macca, you've had a long-standing engagement and passion for our organisation and the work that we do. And there'll be plenty of opportunities. I dare say we'll be coming to seek your MC skills again to engage at various stages throughout that year. So it's going to be a year of celebration. And one of the roles that I'll play outside of the board is re-engaging with all of those key stakeholders, all of those past presidents, all of those past CEOs of our organisation to bring them back together to really celebrate the resilience and the dramatic changes that have happened in that time. You know, it started as a very much a welfare organisation and now, with the launch of our new strategic plan, the feedback that we got through that process was that people see us now as a major advocacy organisation for people living with HIV. Mm. Initially, it was individual advocacy when you were helping people with really, really quite complex social issues and health issues to navigate those systems and get the best results for themselves. But now it's a far more broad broader sector engagement too. Like just this week we were at a meeting around public housing and the review into public housing. There are still a number of our members who are on disability support pensions who have lived in public housing for a very long time, and sometimes those experiences are not easy. And we play a major role in advocating now, not only within the health sector, but out in broader sectors as well.
You know, I used to say this many years ago, you will have heard it before, every issue is a positive issue.
Hear, hear.
Every issue is a positive issue. And, Richard, I want to congratulate you because bringing together Straight Arrows and PLWHA to form Living Positive, I have some understanding of what was involved there and the challenges, but, you know, the two organisations did it, and I think that is something you can all be incredibly proud of. Makes that advocacy stronger. And, you know, everyone involved should feel very, very proud of what they've achieved.
And I thank you for that reflection. And
it's really significant.
Testament to that was the fact that two former board members of Straight Arrows were directly elected by our membership to continue their role on our board this year.
That's great.
And considering the smaller number of members that came over from that organisation,
that's great.
It shows that broader community understanding and acknowledgement of all people living with HIV and our role of advocacy for all people.
Great. Richard, thank you very much for your time this morning. Congratulations on a fantastic job as chair, but also as a board member over the last 6 years.
And an advocate.
And an advocate for our, well, the positive community, but also our communities much more broadly.
Absolutely.
Congratulations to you and best wishes with your next endeavour.
Yes. Thank you.
Pleasure.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.